This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a celebration of the magnificent calling of ministry behind the scenes. Our passage is 1 Chronicles chapters 10 through 16. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
I know a lot of Christians who feel discouraged because they can't preach or sing or stand up in front of a group. Sometimes they begin to think their gifts and abilities don't count for much in the kingdom of God. We tend to think that some gifts are better than others, but nothing could be further from the truth. Over the years, I've been involved in hundreds of Christian conferences and church meetings, and while the speaker often gets the most attention, it is usually someone else who deserves the most credit. Someone sent the invitations, handled the registration, prepared the room, and prayed for the Lord's blessing. The speaker always stands on a platform of service provided by those who work unnoticed and out of sight. Some years ago, we had a one-day collegiate conference at Glen Eyrie, the Navigators' headquarters in Colorado Springs, and 900 people came. It took one entire campus team of guys just to park the cars. 23 people led workshops and seminars. It took 56 people to serve the food. And it took my wife, Virginia, and several other people days to prepare those meals we enjoyed during the conference. And I don't know how many other people were involved in planning, registration, taking care of hundreds of other details during the day. You see, the success of those meetings depend a lot on people exercising their spiritual gifts behind the scenes. Their names weren't on the program. They didn't receive a lot of handshakes and thanks for their part. But the spiritual impact of that day would not have happened without them. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12, we see that thousands of men with a wide variety of gifts and abilities followed David and swore allegiance to him. Some were advisors, and some were warriors. And in the midst of their celebrating of Saul's turning the kingdom over to David, the Bible tells us that people came bringing provisions, flour, cakes of figs and raisins, wine, oil, cattle, sheep. And we read there was joy in Israel. But I doubt there would have been much joy during all this celebration of commitment and allegiance if there had been thousands of empty stomachs. Those who work behind the scenes have a ministry just as important as those who stand up in front and lead. Perhaps God has given you a gift of ministry behind the scenes. If so, thank God for it, for it's very important in the building of His kingdom. Whatever your gift is, exercise it, rejoice in it, and the Lord will reward you in a wonderful way. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the story of the Del Rio Trio and why their friends thought they were crazy. Join us on Daily Discipleship.